This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, now we all know what it's like to watch a baseball game with Wheeler.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Got the Tigers up above my head.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean even, it could be any game. I'm the same way. Like, I'm always talking through every pitch and scenario and what you should be looking for and all that stuff.
What do you do when you're by yourself?
Same thing.
So just talking through?
That and text it with my friends.
Here's what they're going to be looking for. They're going to be looking to score some home runs, right? And probably more than the other team, ideally, right?
Score some home runs. And that's great, Andrew.
You're going to be on the lookout for hitting the ball real far, real hard.
Now, here's a real example of what I literally just did, right? So Andy Abanez is pinch hitting against Josh Hader. Josh Hader is one of the nastiest pitchers on the planet. He's one of the best closers in the major leagues. And it was an 0-1 count, fastball kind of like middle away, but hittable. And he tried to pull it. He kind of pulled off a little bit. I'm like, oh, got to hit that ball to right center. And then I realize, oh, yeah, because it's really that easy. I mean, this is a guy throwing 96 to 99. And he could come in on it. He could go away. He's got it. He can run the sinker. He can bring
the
slider.
What is he talking about?
He can do all these things, and they all look the same. And I'm like, oh, yeah, but it's so easy. You should just take that the other way.
Then he hit a double.
And then he hit a double on a pitch later, a couple of pitches later, and I jumped.
You know how I've said I have this weird thing where I feel like I control the Cardinals?
Yeah.
And one of the bad aspects of it is that when I watch them, say Arenado comes up to bat, bases loaded, ninth inning. And I feel like it's me batting. Does that make sense?
I get you, yeah.
I feel like it's my skill set, and there's no way he's going to hit it. I do. I'm like, there's no way he's going to hit this ball because I'm thinking it's me at
bat. Well, to a normal person, there is no way you're going to hit that ball.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And so when he does, I'm like, shocking.
Mm-hmm. Better than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could hit that ball after all.
Skills.
Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip is out today, but we're going to go ahead with it. And it is one we've never done. And we all kind of half-assed it. I could lie to you and say that we didn't, but I forgot that we were doing it. It is best nicknames of all time. So let's just, does it have to be a real person or can it be a character?
I've got some fake.
I could say it can be.
Yeah, okay.
I think you just say anything that's famous or known or people will know it. Yeah.
Fine. Andrew, want to lead it off?
Yes. I will start with the classic Ramjet. Feel like we got to have that one on
so
there.
So good, you got to try and steal another guy's nickname.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Now, are we going for most known or just best?
Whatever you like.
Well, Ramjet fits under both.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. I being the sports guy in St. Louis, I have to go with the man.
That's pretty good.
And the story behind that, right? The Dodgers. And
well, his name was Stan.
I don't.
No, so he. So this is a story told to me by Larry King. Larry King, by the way, was at the game between the Cardinals and the Dodgers in New York where Stan got the nickname The Man.
Boy, Wheeler's not usually much of a name dropper.
How cool is that, right?
Now it hit my toe.
Larry King was a great. When I was here my first run, he would come on with us all the time to talk baseball with Cardinals, Dodgers, or whatever. He's a huge Dodgers fan, going back to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And he was there as a kid at the game, and apparently Stan had a huge day, a bunch of home runs, and the people in the crowd were like, there's that man again. There's the man. And Stan the man is...
pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I don't know how I couldn't put that one in there.
I think it's just that his name was Stan and it rhymed with the man.
There's no question that's why it went that way. Yes. Yes.
I think that's why.
That last little part really annoyed me.
What
these
part?
These two.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do that.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it. I ate lunch with you every day.
I'm going to go with Scarface.
Yeah.
Cool nickname.
That's dark.
That's a good one.
It's a good nickname.
Yeah,
it is. There's a show on, I think AMC could be one of the lesser channels, but it was like the history of the mob, Chicago. And it was marginally well done. I watched it all day last weekend.
Nice.
And it's a lot about Al Capone. If anyone likes the mob, check it out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not putting Charlie Hustle on. Now that I know how Wheels feels about Pete Rose.
I can't stand him. And actually, I think before all that other those accusations and stuff were public, you know, nobody knew it. He was on a couple of radio shows with me, and he was fun.
Yeah.
Like, he was a fun guy to talk to.
Yeah, I don't think anyone ever doubted that.
Yeah.
I'll go with Sting.
Oh, good one.
Gordon Sumner.
That's
yeah, what
really
if people
good.
Just started calling you Sting?
You mean me personally?
Well, yeah. I mean, how great would that feel?
Yeah. Like, did he come up with, like, just call me Sting?
He used to wear yellow and black a lot.
Oh, and people would call him that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's better when it comes from other people.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like the people like, call
tell me.
Tell
me something I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, call me Ramjet.
That's why you end up with a cool nickname like Razor, too.
That's right.
Yeah, Razor.
Andrew.
I'm going to
did
go
you
with
do
this one?
One.
Yeah, Sting.
Oh, you did Sting.
I always liked this one. I want to go with William the Refrigerator Perry.
That's so good.
It's such a good... His name's the Refrigerator.
Yeah, that is so
and
good.
I'm guessing it was just because he was enormous.
Yes, that's exactly
the
right.
The size of a large appliance.
And what's hilarious is, at that time, the refrigerator was considered enormous, huge, because he was like 305 pounds. That's a small lineman now. Like he would be a smallish dude on the line in the NFL right now.
What were Larry's thoughts on that?
Larry King?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. He probably just said caller hello.
If he weren't dead, you could call him.
I know.
You probably have his number.
I do have his number.
No, you don't.
Call him and see if a ghost picks up.
I have Larry King's number. I don't have his number wherever he is now.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Yeah. You guys must have been really close. He's shown it to me.
That's his name.
Cool. Yep, it's 310. 310. We could give it out now. Hey, he doesn't have anymore. It's a 310 area code.
Do you know my story about Dr. Phil?
Which one?
This is the best.
About when he gave me his number.
No.
So Dr. Phil came into town around 2004-05, and he got me and Stephen DC to do all the promotion. And he would call in every day, and he gave me a cell phone, and he would call me every day on my cell phone. It'd ring, he'd be like, Dave, and we just
you have got to get real,
have a conversation. And so he came in town, he did his gig, and like in the next couple of days I was with someone, and I'm like, you know, I'm pretty good friends with Dr. Phil. And they're like, you don't know Dr. Phil. I'm like, oh, really?
Here's his number.
Step back and watch. And I dial his number and put it on speaker. And it goes, beep, boop, beep. The number you've reached is no longer connected.
He gave you a burner.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, he did. I've never been the same.
I've never liked Dr. Phil.
I didn't after that.
He's the worst. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He hurt me.
wasn't your wife in the Dr. Phil episodes?
She was.
In the audience.
In the
I was going to say.
Not because of, you know, we were not
bad baby.
No, she was in
she
the
had
audience.
A relationship with fake.
She was in the audience during COVID when they did the from home audience. Like, they didn't have a studio audience, but they had all these
like
people
Zoom?
At home. And, yeah, all the Zooms.
His wife was the cash me outside girl.
See if we still have that.
How about that? Catch me outside. How about that? Mm-hmm.
And Kevin knew she was the one.
I'd be like, yep, that's it right
She's
there.
She's so rich now.
Really?
From OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh.
She made a ton of money off of OnlyFans.
Tens of millions.
Well, then.
Andrew. I mean, Kevin.
Oh. Let's Slash.
Good one.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Never occurred to me that wasn't his name.
He's born as
Bill Slash.
Slash McGee.
The third.
Slash McGee right there on the birth certificate.
I'm going to do a goal. Twiggy.
Hey,
good one.
Yeah.
It's a fun nickname.
It never caught on, but I have to go with Meatball Ron.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it caught on.
It would have been the greatest of all time.
It is so good.
And of all the things, I didn't lose the election. The Haitians are eating dogs and cats. That's the one thing I've ever seen Trump back away from.
Yeah, he didn't pursue Meatball Ron.
No. The best thing he's ever done. I probably would have voted for him again. Andrew.
How about... Now, okay, so Snoopy being Joe Cool, do we consider that a nickname? Or is that more of a secret identity?
I think I just got my notice it's time for me to retire. Now, Snoopy being Joe Cool...
That could be construed as an alternate identity.
Yeah, I fine.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Joe, cool.
All right. Putting him up against the man.
You know, I got that.
Larry King. Pony Boy. From The Outsiders.
Yeah.
Big old Pony Boy.
Man, our sixth grade teacher read that
love
to
that
us.
Love that movie so much.
Just magic.
The book's great. Book's I really great. Love that movie.
I like it too.
The Boss.
Good one.
Wow. That's going to be a tough one to beat.
Yeah.
Pretty good, cool. Again, if someone just starts calling you The Boss,
I know.
Pretty much made it.
Pretty great. Babe Ruth.
Babe, yeah. George Herman, Babe Ruth.
Did they call him that because he looked like a giant baby?
I have no idea.
Because he did.
He did. Yeah, especially when he was, if you looked at him when he was like 11 or 12.
Wait, man, that's not his actual name?
No, his name is George Herman Ruth.
Do you not
Ruth.
Get the whole thing we're doing here?
I had no idea Babe Ruth wasn't his real name. I thought his name, people had all weird names back then.
His name is George.
Yep, George Herman Ruth.
Huh. And no one, like, if someone looked like him today, if he were a butcher at Schnucks, him and Humphrey Bogart, no one's ever looked like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. They're definitely...
He looked like 1933 came to life.
Yeah.
Is it Andrew?
Yeah.
Yes.
I will say the Duke.
Ooh.
John Wayne. No idea why he's called that, but...
That's good.
Seemed to have stuck.
It's also for Earl Snyder.
Who is?
Baseball player from the Dodgers back in the day.
I don't know who that is.
Snyder. Yep. Oh, it's me. Sorry.
He was just stalling for himself.
Sorry. Well, you know, I mean.
Duke Snyder. That's the name. That's the handle.
So I said I got to go with the man because we're in St. Louis. But because I'm me, I got to go with Wheels.
Wow. He did his own nickname.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You meant it.
The Wizard is what I wanted to go with.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The Wizard.
Wouldn't do that.
I would. And did.
Well, I mean, I do call that's my name. I do that when you're not here.
Yeah, he's like, Wheels here.
I refer to myself in the third person. Like Dave's
like
not
Bob
here.
Dole?
Like, Dave's not here. Yes.
It's
Dave's
not
here,
weird.
But Rachel's here. Andrew's here. Wheeler's here. And then I'm like, what did I just do?
It's never not weird.
Yeah, it's weird every time.
I'm going to say the man in black. Johnny Cash.
Oh,
I was thinking of Stephen
Joe
King.
Oh, I was like, meet Joe Black. Is that
I was thinking of
like?
Satan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We know him, Lucifer himself.
He's the devil.
The fallen angel Beelzebub.
Perhaps he's whispered in your
you
ear
call
during
him
a
the morning
moment.
Star.
We.
We know him as the man in black.
Final pick goes to Dave.
The greatest. Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Yep. Doesn't do anybody. I mean, come on. The Boss, the greatest. How do you get better than those as nicknames?
Yo, cool.
Just to prove that we're really doing something. Crisp.
Okay.
Best nickname of all time, Ramjet versus the greatest.
There's no difference in between those two nicknames.
I got to go Ali.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jet.
Yeah, I'll go Ramjet.
I've heard Ramjet so many times.
But let's make it a tie to the captain.
Hi, Roger.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, God, that scared me.
I missed that one.
No one inhales like Roger Brand.
I got a mic sock on the thing and everything. It's really annoying. Sorry about that.
Quit bragging.
That's not bragging. I'm trying to have... acceptable audio levels.
I can't even fit a mic sock on mine.
Well, now I forgot what I'm being asked.
I'll jump in and help. The category is best nickname. So it's
yes,
Ramjet,
right.
Which is Dave's nickname as a child that he gave himself, or the greatest.
I'm going to go with Ramjet because people used to call me Roger Ramjet.
Wow! That before
is that anything
there
to do with the sock?
You never asked. Yeah,
you guys have to
that's
duel
right.
Now
here comes Pokey.
You guys have to get your dueling pistols.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yours Mr. Predictability.
Yours is legit. The man, Stan the man, versus Joe Cool, Snoopy.
I'm going to go with Stan the Man.
The man.
Let's all agree to do that so we don't get canceled. Scarface versus Pony Boy. That'd be a fight.
Stay gold, Pony Boy.
Scarface.
Scarface.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sting versus the Boss.
The Boss.
The Boss.
Boss is a much better nickname.
Yeah. The Refrigerator Perry versus Babe Ruth.
I like the Refrigerator.
I do too. That's a better nickname.
That's a fun nickname.
Slash versus the Duke.
I like Slash.
Slash.
I'll go Slash too. Twiggy versus the Wizard.
Oh, the Wizard, probably.
We're personal friends with him.
Yeah, the Wizard. I mean, again,
I did shake his hand, not
it's
to
a pretty,
brag.
Pretty great nickname, too.
Who is Twiggy?
You're a magical person.
He's a 70s model.
Yeah, okay. Skinny.
Very skinny.
Lots of mascara.
Meatball Ron versus the Man in Black.
Meatball Ron.
All right, Ron.
Oh, boy. See how this is going.
Yeah, Ron thought he was going to get a nickname like the Man in Black, and he ended up with Meatball.
Ramjet, now that there's two of us, versus Stan the Man.
Well, oh,
don't go Ramjet.
Stan the Man.
Yeah, the Man.
Oh, thanks.
We're doing what you say.
But I want you to do the opposite.
Don't you get the game?
I'm making it okay for you to vote for me. Oh, God, no. Don't vote for me.
I certainly hope I don't defeat Stan Musial.
Scarface versus the Boss.
Ooh.
Boss.
The Boss. And then also, let's take a break because I didn't realize how
yeah, boss.
Late it was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Sweet 16 of Best Nicknames. The Refrigerator Perry versus Slash.
Oh, man. Sorry, Fridge. Going Slash.
Fridge.
Fridge moves on. The Wizard versus Meatball Ron.
I'm going Wizard.
Yeah, I'd rather be called a wizard than a meatball.
Stan the Man versus the Boss.
Oh, ooh. Boy, the Man.
I'll say the Boss.
The Boss.
I'll make it a tie to Roger.
Well, I'm just going to be a St. Louis guy and say Stan the Man.
It's the right move. Refrigerator Perry versus the Wizard.
This went exactly the way I thought it would.
Fridge.
I didn't see it coming.
I'm going to go Wizard.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Refrigerator.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Roger.
Well, you just heard my logic. St. Yeah. Louis guy, the Wizard, for sure.
Now what are we going to do? Stan the Man versus the Wizard.
Wizard.
I'm going to go with the Wizard just because it isn't dependent on rhyming.
Wizard.
Yeah, Wizard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.